I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence continues in Syria, and now a border situation is causing a humanitarian emergency. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says Syrian refugees are pouring across the Syrian-Jordanian border.
Early in the week, the Turks closed their border, and it's created a lot of panic. The fighting on the ground is horrific. So a lot of these are widows and children. This is a real crisis. It gives the Christian community an opportunity to be good Samaritans.
Jordanian Christians are using this to share Jesus. Support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a new program helps teens in Thailand save sex for marriage. Biblica CEO Doug Lockhart says,
it's in a public school system freely teaching from the New Testament in the language of Thai. It's a wonderful program, wonderful.
Many students are meeting Christ through Reach for Life.
Their culture is a Buddhist culture, and so Christianity is very new to many of them.
Pray for students struggling with spiritual questions.
Students say, this is one of my first exposures to the Bible. I accepted Christ, and my life has changed because of that.
And who would have thought that the music in the United States would help cure a child in need in Uganda? The Music with a Mission tour may do just that. Cure International reports their ministry is this year's featured cause on the tour, featuring Family Force 5 and others. Each night, Cure will try to encourage the audience to save the life of at least one child afflicted with hydrocephalus. As these kids are helped, their families also hear about Christ. Find tour information at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today's the last day to get the book Reformation in Four Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missions needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get your free copy, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.